Good evening. Thank you to everyone who is on the line, and thank you for your patience as we were working through some technical difficulties. I've been trying to get into the switchboard for the last 5 minutes, but I thank God that I am back in, and this is Apostolic and Prophetic Voices. This show is designed to equip, educate, and empower people from all walks of life concerning the kingdom of God. And we are thankful that you are here on the show tonight. We believe that this is a very important topic. And so we are going to go into a word of prayer. And I'm going to check and make sure that our guest is on the line after that. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your unfailing kindness, Father. We thank you, God, that there is no one like you. We thank you, Father God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are going to do in this ministry on tonight in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father God. We thank you, God, for each and every person on this line. Father, I pray, God, that you would speak to them, Father, in a way that brings blessing. Speak to them, Father God, in a way that brings forth your power and your peace on tonight, Lord. We know that you have a word for us on tonight. We know, Father God, that you have a word that you want to share and deliver and speak on tonight. And so I thank you, Father God, for each and every person who has been obedient to come on the line tonight to hear your word and to hear what your spirit is saying in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are waiting for our guest to get on the line. He is having some difficulty getting on as well. But while we wait, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. Praise God. As we are gearing up for this session tonight, I want to remind you that we do have two Facebook groups that are in conjunction with this talk show. That is the Apostolic and Prophetic Group. The Apostolic and Prophetic Voices group in Facebook, as well as the Let's Talk About It group in Facebook. Apostolic and Prophetic Voices deals primarily with what is happening in the body of Christ, prophetic word, prophetic utterances, things that we need to know on a not just a local scale but also a global scale. And then Let's Talk About It deals mainly with our relationship subjects. We've covered everything from divorce to marriage, to dating, various different topics. And so I encourage you to join those Facebook groups if you can. And we're going to check right now and see if our guest is on the line. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. We are so thankful tonight to have Prophet Quarles on the line with us. We don't take that for granted. Thank you for calling back in. I know that we had some difficulty getting back into the line and also myself calling in. So I do thank you for your patience on tonight. And we have prayed and asked for the Lord to minister and speak through you on tonight, Prophet Quarles, because we do believe in the word of the Lord that's coming out of your mouth. And it is a word that is necessary. So at this time, we're going to turn the line over to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Shante. We want to give honor to God first and foremost. We want to thank Apostle Jeanette Clary for giving us this opportunity to be on here and to speak what God is saying in this hour. I also want to give a big shout-out to my apostle, my covering, Apostle Ann L. Hartman of Faith Worship Center, River of Life, and Ann Hartman Ministries. My apostle she's an amazing woman. She's a survivor of colon cancer, and she's up in Pennsylvania right now, preaching the devil back to where he's going, preaching him to hell. So I want to praise God for that. People of God, we're not going to waste a lot of time. We're going to go ahead and get into this message because I have a little something that God has given me. Our topic tonight, we're going to deal with righteousness. we're going to deal with the righteousness of the believer. So when I looked at the, I looked up the word righteousness. I looked up the word righteous, excuse me, Strong's Concordance. Stood up first in Strong's Concordance, and it says just, righteous, just in the eyes of God, the elect. I also went to a word study, and word study defines it as approved by God, acceptable to God. It relates to conformity, conforms to God's own being, upright. I want to read those definitions again. Strong Concordance says that righteousness is just, it's righteous, just in the eyes of God. The elect, word study defines it as approved by God, acceptable to God. It relates to conformity, conforms to God's own being, and upright. Our problem, people of God, has been our belief system. But I want all of us to ask God something tonight, and I believe he's going to do what we ask him to do. I believe he's going to do it tonight. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. If anybody knows me, if you don't know me, I'm someone who is going to bring you what God is saying from the word of God. I use a lot of scripture because at the end of the day, the word of God is the Bible says the word of God is what will not return void. So we're gonna get some word tonight, people of God. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. If you don't have pen and paper, write these scriptures down. As I say in almost every message, God gives me something to whet the people's appetite. He gives me something. He gives me a revelation or something to open up. But he's going to continue to speak to each individual about their righteousness, about what he wants you to do to fully receive what he wants to say to us tonight. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, that's what he's saying to us tonight. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. Immediately, you got to make a decision, people of God. The father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That's a problem. Belief is a problem with a lot of us, people of God. And we have to be willing to admit that. We have to be willing to say, Lord, help mine unbelief. Just like in scripture, God will do that. God helped the belief of this man. So God wants to help our belief tonight. Let's go to the book of beginnings, people of God. Let's go to the book of beginnings. There's a law, according to scripture, called the law of first mention, which means the first time a subject is mentioned, that subject is going to keep its consistency and connectivity with what was originally spoken. Everything else will bring revelation of that particular subject. Our subject tonight, people of God, is righteousness as it pertains to covenant. God's covenant with Abram. God's covenant with Abram. Genesis 15. Let's go to Genesis 15. Genesis 15. And we're going to look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. Then he brought him outside and said, look, now towards heaven, and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. But look at Abraham's response. Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him, God accounted it to him for righteousness. God accounted his belief as righteousness. Excuse me, people of God, I got caught up right there, but God counted Abraham's belief as righteousness. Now let's go to Romans. We're gonna use the Bible, people of God. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Genesis 15 and 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he, God, accounted it to righteousness because Abraham believed. Romans 4. We just want to build some things, people of God. You got to build with the word of God. Romans chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 3. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him, to Abraham, for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. So that's saying something to us, people of God. Abraham believed. Abraham believed God. Simple belief, a simple acceptance of what God is doing. Now to him who works, for those who try to create their own righteousness, the wages are not counted as great, but as debt. The Bible talks about in the book of Galatians, if you attempt to keep the law, you basically fall from grace. You basically fall from righteousness. You're not able to obtain the righteousness that God has freely. The Bible says he has freely given us all things. But when you try to work for his righteousness, it's counted as a debt, counted as debt. See, I wanted to show from Genesis to from Genesis to Old Testament to Romans to New Testament, I wanted to show a consistency of the Bible, people of God, and let the Bible speak for itself. Holy Spirit will always back up what he had meant to write. I'm going to say that again. Holy Spirit will always back up what he had meant to write. Genesis 15 and 6, Abraham, belief was counted as righteousness. Romans 4 and 3, Abraham's belief was counted as righteousness. Same thing in the New Testament was spoken in the Old Testament. That's the consistency of the Bible, people of God. You have to be able to understand that the Bible has a theme. There's a prophetic theme, the Bible, people of God. Holy Spirit will always back up what he had meant to write. The Bible says, people of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to get some word, people of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. That's exactly what we did, people of God, when we looked at Genesis 15 and 6 and when we looked at Romans 4 and 4. Romans 4 and 3 and 4. That's exactly what we did, people of God. Yeah. Yeah, we compared the spiritual with the spiritual. These words in the Bible, people of God, these words in the Bible, John 6 and 63, Jesus said, are spirit. They come from the eternal spirit, and they are life. I'm going to say that again, people of God. We compare spiritual with spiritual. We compare Genesis 15 to Romans 4. Jesus said, these words are spirit. So we compare spirit with spirit. So what is the Bible saying? So we comparing the life of the word. That's what we're doing. We comparing the life of the word, people of God. We compare the life of Genesis 15 and Romans 4. We compare the life that's in the word. Romans, people of God. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. We want to go ahead and move into this. Romans chapter 3. I want to look at verse 21. Verse 21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is being revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. You have a prophet tonight, people of God. God sent a prophet to witness tonight about his righteousness, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. We all have faith, right, to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely. See, our righteousness is free by his grace through the redemption that is Christ, that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. That's what happened at Calvary's cross, people of God. That's what happened for us. God demonstrated his righteousness because in his forbearance, God had previously passed over the sins previously committed to demonstrate at the present time, to demonstrate tonight his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has his faith in Jesus. God wants to justify our righteousness to us tonight, people of God, to demonstrate at this present time on this line tonight his righteousness, that he might be the just and justifier of the one who has faith in Christ Jesus. My question is, do you have faith that you are righteous? Yeah. I know the Old Testament, the law, said all our righteousness is as filthy rags in Isaiah 64:6. But listen, people of God, that was the dispensation of law. This is the dispensation of grace. Yes, and of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, in the dispensation of grace, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, go there. 2 Corinthians 5. The Bible says in verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Okay? All things have passed away. Behold, pay attention. All things have become new. Let's read that again, people of God. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, because we love to quote these scriptures, but we never really understand the essence and get what God is trying to say. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yeah. All things have become new. Your spirit is renewed, people of God. Your spirit is righteous. Time to stop walking and seeing ourselves by the letter. Yeah, but by the spirit. We have to see ourselves by the spirit. Now, I know we may manifest and do ungodly things sometimes. Jesus had to rebuke Peter. Sometimes Satan can whisper to us and get us off track. But Jesus prayed for Peter. And Peter went on to strengthen his brethren. I came to strengthen you tonight, people of God. This same Jesus prayed for us, people of God, in John 17. Let's go there. Write these scriptures down, people of God. Because, listen, people of God, you need the word of God. We have been entertained in the church long enough, and it hasn't yielded anything. Now we need to get back to the word of God, principles of the word of God. Because that's what God going to react to, not our tears. Our faith in his word. Yeah. But Jesus prayed for Peter, and he went on to strengthen his brethren. He sent me to strengthen us tonight. I said us, not y'all, because I need this word too. This same Jesus prayed for us, people of God. John 17:20. I do not pray for these alone. I'm not just praying for the 12. But also for those, everybody on this line, who will believe in me, who will believe in me through their word, through this word. Do you believe that you are truly righteous? Listen, people of God, I understand and I know Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But heart, in that passage Jesus is talking about, he's talking about your soul realm. But let's jump into the context of that passage and understand who Jesus was talking to. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 12. We're going to understand who, because we don't want scripture. Scripture don't come in conflict with each other. They don't. That's what we did at the beginning when we looked at Genesis and Romans. We seen a pattern. We seen a theme. God's saying the same thing. He ain't saying nothing different. Matthew 12. Verse 24. Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, the Pharisees said, so okay, now we understand who Jesus is talking to in this passage. He talking to people who weren't righteous. He was talking to Pharisees, unrighteous people who were trying to create their own righteousness, like we do. Yeah. By doing a whole lot of activities. Trying to earn something, trying to earn righteousness that was freely given to us. Yeah. That's what they were doing, people of God. Earn something that was freely given to us. Yeah. Jesus calls them brood of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak of good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But see, they were flesh, people of God. Yeah. These were not righteous people. They had never accepted what Jesus was doing. Now, I know this was before the cross, but Jesus was speaking and they weren't believing. They weren't believing, people of God, still walking in unrighteousness. They were trying to keep something, people of God, in which they had already perverted. The law mentality is a slave mentality. It keeps you working to attain something that's not attainable. Again, people of God, it can only be accepted. Listen, nothing the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed, meaning your spirit is unrighteous. Again, like I said, I know we may manifest some things out of our flesh sometimes. But what did Christ tell Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12? Let's go there. I'm going to just give you the word, people of God. I'm just going to give you the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. Verse 9. And he said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace, which is right standing, righteousness is sufficient. Listen, people of God, the struggle, the stronghold is only existing in your flesh. And I'm talking about your mind, people of God. Yes, the struggle only exists in your flesh. Can't touch your spirit. You are righteous in your spirit. The stronghold is only existing in your mind, people of God. But this is what we have to do. God sent me tonight to tell us, me included, Ephesians 4:23. Yeah. I told you, people of God, we're going to get the Bible. Ephesians 4:23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Yeah. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God. See, this is the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. See, you just got to put it on, people of God. We just have to accept it. We don't have to work for it. This is what the cross is all about. God sent me tonight, people of God, to tell us that we need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. See, people of God, your spirit has to control your mind. The word of God has to be the motivating factor in your life, your actions. And more importantly, people of God, your decisions, because they produce your actions. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, he told Paul, my grace, which is right standing, it's righteousness, people of God, it's sufficient. We need to stop trying to work and just be good. Okay, now we're saved unto good works, but we don't need to work for our righteousness. It's in conflict. It's in conflict with the spirit. Now, I know a lot of people on the line saying, well, okay, we already know that. No, we don't. Because the fruit of righteousness is not manifesting in the earth. Yeah. People who walked in true righteousness and holiness, they walked by the gate called beautiful and told the man to get up. Yeah. That's what they did. They were walking in righteousness. They knew who they were. And although they made mistakes, they never let that taint their belief system and what God called them to do. Yes, people of God, the word of God has to be the motivating factor in our lives. It has to be. It has to be the motivating factor in our actions. And more importantly, again, people of God, our decisions. Yeah. Because our decisions are going to produce our actions, people of God. This is why, listen, people of God, this is why, people of God, talking about decision making, this is why Paul said in 2 Corinthians, let's go to 2 Corinthians 10. This is why Paul said this. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I don't fight the enemy with my mind. I fight him with the spirit of my mind. But mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Yeah. Casting down arguments. Yeah. We have to cast down, people of God, when the enemy tries to take us back and forth with thoughts. We have to cast those arguments down. Another translation says imaginations, those images he brings to us, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's messing with our righteousness, people of God. We have to bring, people of God, the Bible says we have to bring those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Yeah. To the obedience of Christ. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're spirit beings, people of God, and we're mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. One of the biggest strongholds we have in our mind, people of God, is seeing ourselves the way God sees us. Yeah, see ourselves the way God sees us, people of God. And that you put on the Holy Spirit having me to go back to Ephesians 4 and read this again, and be renewed in the spirit of our minds, and that we put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. This is what they was walking in. That's what Peter and them was walking in when they walked by the gate called Beautiful and told the man to get up. They were walking in the new man, created according to God in true righteousness. They were walking in righteousness, people of God. They were walking in righteousness. See, people of God, we always want something so deep. But see, we can't get to the deep until we understand the principles of God, until we understand that we are righteous. Jesus told his disciples, there are many things that I want to say to you, but you're not able to bear them now. Yeah, I got some revelation that I could release on this line, but God won't let me because guess what? We're not ready for it yet, people of God. We won't be able to walk up under the weight of it because we still don't even know who we are. Let's manifest some things in this earth, people of God. And that stuff is not manifest. It's not manifest. People of God, do you believe what the Bible says in Romans 5? Let's look at Romans 5. See, we have to believe this, people of God. Romans 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We justify people of God by faith. We are righteous by our faith, people of God. Justification, righteousness, sanctification, all of these are components of salvation, people of God, and we have to understand and fully accept all of them. Yeah. And it has to be by faith. See, when we don't accept our righteousness, this is essentially what we do. We tell God that we really don't believe all that happened at Calvary. That's what we say. That's what we're saying to God. When we don't accept something that was freely given to us, we believe. We're still struggling. In our belief system, people of God, we still haven't grasped everything that happened at Calvary. That's the revelation we need. We need the revelation of what really happened at Calvary. Yeah. Listen, people of God, the context of Romans 5 is this: Christ died for us. That's what this passage, that's what Romans 5 is talking about. Christ died for us. There was an exchange. We haven't gotten the exchange. Yeah. Let's look at Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates on Calvary his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Were. That's past tense. You were sinners. Now we do commit sinful acts in our flesh, but let's understand the word sin in its proper definition. It means to miss the mark. I don't really like that word sin because it has such a negative connotation on it. And it causes people to think bad about themselves. The Bible says if you are truly saved, you were a sinner. You're not a sinner. You're not the sinner saved by grace. You are the righteousness of God. I'm going to let the Bible prove it. 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 21, for he made him, God made him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Yeah, there it is, people of God. For he made him, God made Christ, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. But guess what? Paul put a clause in here because he knew the Holy Spirit had Paul to put a clause in this scripture. Listen at what it says. Listen at what it says, that we might, because he knew a lot of us was going to have trouble accepting it. Listen at what it says, that we might, good, there, people of God, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. It all has to do, people of God, with accepting it. Yeah. Yeah. Grace pushed the edge, people of God. This is grace. We're reading the Bible, people of God. The Bible says we were sinners. We're not filthy rags like the Bible says in Isaiah 64 in the Old Testament. We are not filthy rags. I'm sorry. If you still look at yourself like that, you are wrong. Listen, that's why you can't get anything done, because you're living in another dispensation. Again, we commit sinful acts, but we're not sinners, people of God. We are not sinners. I'm not a sinner. The Bible says in John, whatever is born of God, whoever is born of God does not sin. If you are truly, and what it's saying in that passage, you don't habitually sin. But what it's saying in that passage, listen, people of God, what it's saying, if you are truly born again, you will not habitually sin. So if you are habitually sinning, now I'm not talking about struggles and strongholds, because we do have them. But I'm saying if you habitually sin, maybe you need to check your salvific experience. Maybe it wasn't real. Yeah, maybe it wasn't real. Because if you can go on just habitually sinning, you might not be saved for real. People of God, I have to say it. I have to say it. Paul put a clause in there, people of God. Yeah, the Holy Spirit had him to put a clause in there that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Because he knew a lot of us was going to come to the cross and just lay down. Listen, people of God, the Christ in us got to get up. Christ didn't got up. but we still laying at the cross. Yeah, then got up. He's risen. But we got to let the Christ in us rise. That's how you see yourself righteous. Romans chapter 1, people of God. Romans chapter 1. Yes. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in this message tonight, the righteousness of God is being revealed from faith to faith. For in it, this message tonight, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. God wants to move us tonight, people of God. He wants to move us to another place. The Bible says from faith to faith. God came to offer us another level. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. If you are truly justified, if you believe in your justification, if you believe that you have peace with God, like Romans 5 says, live by faith. Go ahead and live by faith. What am I saying? Accept your righteousness tonight. Accept your righteousness, people of God. Accept your righteousness. We have to. It's the only way we're going to be able to step into the miracle season. All of this declaring and decreeing about miracles we doing. And we don't even understand our righteousness. Get real. God can't manifest nothing through you like that. God cannot manifest nothing through us like that if we don't even know who we are. Listen, people of God, when Elijah stood at Mount Carmel, he knew that his God will bring down fire. A lot of us scared to stand in a face-off with the enemy. Yeah, a lot of us are, listen, come on, people of God, don't play with me. We compromise on our job. Think you ready to go fight the enemy face-to-face? Like a showdown like Mark Carmel? We got to understand our righteousness, people of God. We have to understand our righteousness. Yeah. This word tonight, people of God. You know, people of God, you know you can never stop being born again. First Peter, people of God. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been born again. God came to birth some more things in us tonight, people of God. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. This is abiding word tonight, people of God. This word will abide in you. Having been born again, God is stretching us tonight. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. That's why he told me to preach the word. That's why we got a lot of scriptures. Yeah, because the word is the seed. Yeah, you got to water this seed. You got to go back over these scriptures, people of God. The Bible says those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they will be filled. They will be filled with the righteousness of God. They will start to understand who they are. They will walk in kingdom dominion. That's setting us up for something, people of God. But he got to bring us to the point of us knowing who we are. Matthew chapter 5. Let's look at something. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You want to manifest the kingdom? You want to manifest the kingdom that you post on Facebook, that you talk about the kingdom all the time? Understand your righteousness. Because you can't manifest the kingdom if you don't understand your righteousness. And there's going to be persecution. Look at the scripture. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Yeah, people of God, I'm about finished. Psalms, people of God. Psalm 23. God told me to walk these scriptures down. Psalm 23. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God wants us to be righteous, people of God, for his name's sake. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. This word is pointing us into a direction tonight, people of God. This word is pointing us into a specific direction. It's pointing us back to Christ. In him we live and have our existence. In him we live and have our righteousness. Acts 17 and 28. In him we live and move and we have our being. Our righteousness is in him, people of God. We got to get back up under him. We have to get back up in him. We have to realize, people of God, that we have to exist out of an eternal place. And understand that the flesh is the flesh. Yeah. Romans, people of God, the book of Romans, chapter 8. The book of Romans is one of my favorite books in this Bible. Yeah. Verse 38. For I am persuaded, we gotta be persuaded by this message tonight, people of God, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, anything the enemy is trying to do in our lives shall be able to separate us from the love of God, to separate us from his righteousness. God loved us, people of God. That's why he gave us his righteousness. It was freely given to us, which the Bible says is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our righteousness, people of God. It's a problem. It's a problem with the church. We don't know who we are. Everybody else know who they are, but we don't. The Muslims know who they are. The Jehovah Witness know who they are. The atheists, they know who they are. Everybody, every other religion, the Buddhists, they know who they are. The Hinduism, they know. Everybody know who they are but us. We don't know who we are, people of God. Yeah. Galatians chapter 1. I want to read something, people of God. I marvel, verse 6, Galatians 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. See, people of God, a lot of us, we be eating off too many other tables, people of God. Yeah, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is righteousness, it's faith, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ and try and tell you that you're still a sinner, that you're not righteous. But even if I or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what you heard tonight, let them be accursed. That's what the Bible say. Because I preached the word. I didn't say nothing on my own. I preached the word, people of God. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received on this line tonight, let him be accursed. For do I persuade men? I don't come to teach or preach to persuade men. Or God. That's rhetorical. We all know. I'm a prophet. I speak directly for God, nobody else. I don't seek to please men. For if I still please men, Paul said, I would not be a bondservant of Jesus Christ. But I make known to you tonight, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me, this word tonight, is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it. But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. God gave me this word, people of God. He gave it to me last week, to me about it. He said, listen, talk to the people about righteousness. I'm going to give you some scriptures, and you show them what's in the Bible. And I'm going to talk to them. You just do what you stand there and you facilitate, and I'm going to give them revelation. I'm going to talk to them about their righteousness. Because they have to get that. But I make known to you, brother, that the gospel, which was preached by me, is not according to man. People of God, I thank you. I thank you for your time tonight. That's all. I'm gonna go ahead and stop right there, Pastor Shante. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for those who are on the line tonight. And, Prophet, you have obeyed the word of the Lord. And we appreciate the word on tonight. We thank God for the teaching on righteousness. I know going back into last year, in moving into this year, I know that the Holy Spirit said, one of the things he said was that God is rebuilding the foundation of the people of God. He's rebuilding the foundation of the saints because it has been broken down. As you said, as you were closing out there, that pretty much sums up what the Lord was saying, in the fact that people are eating off too many other tables, and that they are eating and partaking of another gospel. And when you do that, it begins to mix. The word that you heard that was supposed to be mixed with faith is now being mixed with false doctrine, false teaching, self-righteousness, a lot of self-motivation, self-help talk. But it's not transforming lives. And so we have to get back to, that's one of the things that the Lord said for us in this region, we have to get back to teaching the foundation of the Word of God, teaching the fundamentals of the Word of God, because should we come to that time, which we know we're actually coming to that time, where you're going to need to have the Word of God in you, you're going to have it in your heart. And if you don't know what the Word of God says, then you don't have a sustaining word to keep you. Every day is a Friday. Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's not going to keep you in the time of persecution. It's going to be the Word of God. John 6:63, he says, my words I give are spirit and they are life. So we want to make sure that we are teaching the Word of God. And I so appreciate you, Prophet, for sharing the word of righteousness on tonight, that truly our righteousness comes from the Lord. It does not come from anything that we can do in and of ourselves, but that we are walking out the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So at this time, I am going to open up the lines and give anyone an opportunity if they have a question or a comment for us on tonight, starting with area code 334. Area code 334, you are on the line. Any questions or comments? The line is now open for you, area code 334. All right, we are going to our next caller. Hello, you're on the line. Area code 334, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Hello?
Hello, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at area code 334, and I just wanted to thank Prophet Cora for being obedient to the word and to the Lord and bringing forth this message. And what really got me, well, the entire message is something that I've been dealing with since last week. So when he said that God gave him that word last week, it really ministered to me, because God had me studying righteousness last week, and in that study, with God revealing to me what righteousness is, I completely stopped my study on righteousness because I looked at myself as being unrighteous. But listening to this word tonight, God knows it did something for me. I'm going to get back into my study because what I thought was righteousness, that's not it. And I just thank him so much for being obedient tonight. I really do. Thank you, Martha Norman. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. I totally feel you on what you just shared, sister. That is a powerful testimony because so many people, as you said, they read the Word of God. And, you know, as you're reading through, you can go through the Old Testament and you can literally, I know when I got saved, nobody told me where to start reading in the Scriptures. So I started at Genesis. And as you're going through Genesis and you hit Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and you hit the law, okay?
Yeah.
That law, as it says over in the New Testament, is designed to show us how much we need the grace and the righteousness of God, that we literally cannot fulfill that law. You know, that the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, and that that law was to point out and show us our sins and allow us to know that we have need of a Savior. But many times, I know as Bible believers, we can get stuck over in the law and feel the weight of that guilt and that condemnation, but we're not supposed to stay there. You know, that law is supposed to help us to recognize how very much Jesus has taken the weight from us so that we can walk in the newness of life. And I think that was something that is indicative of the word tonight, very powerful teaching, because people do need to be released. They need to be released from the weight of trying to live out the law. God has not called us to live out the law. We're supposed to be living out Jesus.
Right.
To fulfill the law. And I think a lot of people misunderstand that. I know that is true in many traditional churches. You can tell when the body of believers is still under the law because everything that they're doing is out of works, and it's also bred out of fear. And so you have leaders who are leading people and controlling them by that fear that they know people have, because they honestly desire to please God. But when you are operating out of fear of God, and I'm not talking reverential fear, I'm talking the fear of God's going to strike you dead at any minute, then you're not operating out of that place of grace. You're not operating out of that place of love. You're not operating out of that place of acceptance, that that you are accepted in the beloved. So I just thank God for you on tonight, and I thank God for the word on tonight, and I'm so glad that God has brought release to your life and understanding as well.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. God bless. All right, we are going to our next caller, area code 706. Area code 706, you are on. Feel free to share a question or a comment. Area code 706. Amen. Well, I believe that some of our callers have signed off for tonight, but we do thank God for each and every person that was able to stay for the teaching on tonight. And again, we do apologize for our late start due to our technical difficulties tonight. Prophet Quarles, I want to thank you again for your time, and I'm going to ask if you would close us out by praying into that message on tonight. I thank God for that powerful testimony. This is why we do what we do, because we know that Jesus said he sent his word and healed us, and so we know that if we are teaching the truth, that the truth is what makes us free. It's what sets us free and delivers us even from those mindsets that may have formed that are not formed on the truth of the Word of God. So, Prophet Quarles, I want to thank you again for the teaching tonight, and if you would give us our closeout of prayer.
Prophetess Shantae, is that woman still on the line?
She is.
Okay, I just wanted to, because I have some more things I wanted to say to her. If she could send me a friend request.
Her line is open as well.
I'm your friend. I'm his friend on Facebook.
Okay, what's your name?
Awesome. Tawana Bedgood. We had inboxed a couple of months ago, I think, last month.
Okay. I know who you are now. I got some things that I need to say to you. So I will when we get off of here. Okay.
Okay,
Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word, Lord God. Psalms 107:20 says that you sent your word and you healed them, Lord God. I thank you, God, that every person, Lord God, came with an open heart to receive, Lord God, what you were saying tonight, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God, over every believer, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that every heart that was troubled, Lord God, every heart that struggled with this message, Lord God, I ask that you tenderize that heart, Lord God, even with your spirit, Lord God, that they may receive the truth of your word, Lord God, that they may come from up under, Lord God, the burdens and the yokes of the law, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this great woman of God, Prophetess Shante, Lord God. I thank you for Apostle Jeanette Clary, Lord God. I thank you for all of those who make this, Lord God, all of those who call in, Lord God, and make this, Lord God, a true God experience, Lord God. We bless you tonight, oh Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we all were able to receive, Lord God, from you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that no man is lifted up, Lord God, on the apostolic and prophetic voices, but only Jesus is lifted up, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for the word tonight, Lord God. I plead the blood over every household, Lord God, represented on this line, Lord God, until we meet again, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Once again, thank you all so much for those who were able to join us from all over the states tonight. So I really do thank God for that. And we want to just encourage you to join the Apostolic and Prophetic Voices Facebook group, as well as our Let's Talk About It group. Thank you again. God bless you. We'll be back here next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Invite a friend, invite a guest. God bless.